Now, tensions between Baghdad and Ankara continue to boil over the unauthorized deployment of Turkish troops in northern Iraq. Now, the Arab League has joined Baghdad in denouncing the unsanctioned move, calling it a breach of the international law. Iraq's repeated calls for Turkey to withdraw its forces appear to have fallen on deaf ears. Press TV's taken a closer look.
Tensions between Iraq and Turkey continue to flare up over Ankara's deployment of its troops close to the ISIL-held Iraqi city of Mosul. Baghdad has issued a fresh warning, saying it will have to step up its actions if Ankara still refuses to withdraw its troops.
Iraq has not threatened to do anything thus far, but should our safety and security continue to be threatened, we will resort to all legal means to respond to this attack.
During an Arab League meeting in Cairo, the top Iraqi diplomat denied reports that Turkey had withdrawn some of its troops. He said Ankara only relocated its troops from one place to another. Other Arab League members also joined Baghdad in condemning Turkey's action as a violation of the international law. Turkish troops entered the Iraqi territory earlier this month under the pretext of training what Ankara calls anti-terror forces. Baghdad reacted angrily to the move, calling it unauthorized. The Iraqi government also filed a protest at the UN Security Council. Repeated calls by Iraqi officials have so far made little impact on Turkey, which is said to be bent on remaining embroiled in what some observers describe as confused geopolitical agenda. Ankara, along with Saudi Arabia and Qatar, stands accused of aiding Takfiri terror groups and creating a safe haven for them to sneak into and out of Syria and Iraq. Being helpful to the terrorists has not been without a lucrative return in the form of oil for Turkey, a fact uncovered by both the U.S. and the Russian intelligence services.
It's quite provable that 75% of the oil that is being funneled into Israel is coming through Daesh terrorists via Turkey.
Meanwhile, a commander of Iraq's volunteer forces says there is evidence that Turkey continues providing logistic support for the Takfiri terrorists.
Someone lets ISIL terrorists travel through different countries. They use the airports, hospitals. Where are the leaders of ISIS treated? They are treated in the hospitals of Turkey.
Earlier, Turkish media reported communications between Turkish officers and the Daesh terrorists. According to a report published by the Daily Cumhuriyet, Turkish officers acted as agents for those who wanted to join terrorists and help them cross the border. Ankara's push for regime change in Syria and its continued support for militants operating in the Arab country, as well as in Iraq, have already backfired, causing instability inside Turkey. And now many believe that it's high time Turkey changed its policy on Syria and Iraq.